Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another day. Thank God for another Monday. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I command myself. I demand it of myself. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That means no matter what happens, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter what happens, I'm going to find a reason in this day to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his many benefits toward me. I am grateful to God for the benefits that he has given to me as his child. Have you recognized the benefits of worshiping God yet? Have you recognized the benefits of serving God, the benefits of coming after God? You need to recognize those benefits. You need to embrace those benefits, thanking God for everything that he provides for you, every door that he opens, and every way that he makes. You need to bless the Lord, give him praise, glory, and honor, for he himself is worthy. Amen. He's worthy by himself. Do you believe that? I pray that you do. I pray that you do. We thank God for another tremendous weekend that we had. We thank God for blessing our services and our service as we worshiped the Lord this past weekend, this blessing him and thanking him for his grace and his mercy. Amen. It's another Monday this week as we edge ever closer to Christmas. Amen. It's right around the corner. And so don't forget just a couple of things. One, we are not having a recharge service until we'll reconvene back in January. So use this time. Don't forget we still fast on Wednesdays. We still fast on Wednesdays. That doesn't change. So make sure that you are spending some time fasting and praying and seeking God for what God wants to do in your life as you move forward. So make sure that that's happening. And also, we want to, this Saturday, I believe it's this Saturday, we have Imago Day, and we will be preparing ourselves to go out and take the gifts to our Angel Tree recipients. And so I need our men to meet me at our East New York campus at 9 a.m. We'll have breakfast. We're going to have a full breakfast on Saturday at 9 a.m. It's such a blessing. We're going to just eat, fellowship together for the last Imago Day fellowship time for this year. And then we're going to divvy up and head on out and go to deliver these gifts to our angels. And I am really excited about it. And I pray that you too are excited about the opportunity to serve people in this way. And so make sure that you are with us, brothers. Bring your sons with you. I think it's so important. I think it's vitally important that as we deliver these gifts, that our children, our sons, recognize that everyone is as blessed as they are, and that we use this as an opportunity to teach our sons to volunteer and to give back and to help those who are less fortunate than ourselves. And so that's going to be a blessing on this Saturday, the 16th. And so I hope to see you at East New York, New Lots, Pennsylvania, right around the corner, and we will commence breakfast and our time together at 9 a.m. We will finish up that breakfast, spend some time talking, communicating, fellowshipping, praying, hearing the word of the Lord, and then we will go on out and we will help to deliver these gifts to the angels that God has blessed us with. And so I'm really excited about it, and I hope to see you there. All right, I hope to see you there. There is a passage of scripture that I wish to lift up this morning as we prepare ourselves for this year ending, and as we continue to recognize the hand of God in our lives, and just standing on the promises, of Jesus and what the Lord has spoken to us. It is in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and the 2nd verse, Isaiah 43:2. And it says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you." Look at it again. It says, when you walk and you pass through the waters, I will be with you. You're going to go through them, but I'm going to be with you. And through the river, they shall not overflow you. So you're going to be in a river, but I'm going to make sure that the rivers don't overtake you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. So you're not going to walk by fire or around fire. He says, the Lord says, when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. These are supernatural miracles that he's going to perform. He says, not only will you not be burned, but the flame shall not scorch you. It won't even singe a hair on your head. It won't even singe a hair on your arm. He said it won't scorch you. He's going to work miracles no matter how hot, how hard, how difficult the persecution, the trials become in your life. God says you're going to walk through the persecution of fire. You're going to walk through the challenges of your life and your day. And he says, and I'm going to make sure that it doesn't burn you. I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to make sure as you're going through that you will not be even so much as scorched. God is letting you and me know that we are on His mind, and He is protecting us and keeping us and walking with us and talking with us. And we have a responsibility to minister to Him and to love Him. And He said that when you go through the most difficult times of your life, when you and I go through those tough places, those thin and uncomfortable places, He says, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to make sure that the fire doesn't burn you, so much so that it doesn't even scorch your skin. And God says, as you continue to do my will and to do my work and to follow me, I'm going to continue to work miracles in your life. Are you believing God for something that will amount to a miracle? It's one thing to pray and believe God to do some tough things, but it's a whole other thing to stand flat foot and say, I'm believing God for a miracle, that if God doesn't do it, it won't be done. If God doesn't show up, it will not happen. If God doesn't turn this around, I'm going to be lost. And so that's a miracle that you need. You need God to work a miracle. I want to pray for the people who are on this call who just bottom line need God to work a miracle, need God to do what only God can do, need God to open up doors that only God can open, need God to shut doors that only God can shut. I want to talk to the people who just need God to walk with them through the water, through the flood, through the river, and even through the fire. And as we walk through the fire, we're going to believe God to keep us from being burned and to not even allow our clothes to so much as be singed. Thank you, Lord. We're grateful and thankful to you for the doors you're opening, the stuff that you're doing in the lives of your people. We want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for grace and mercy. Thank you for love and kindness. Thank you for, because it has been your love and kindness that has drawn us. Not that we've done anything right. Not that we are on top of our game. Not that we know what's going on. But Lord, it's your love and kindness that has pursued us. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for pursuing us to the point that we recognize that we can do not one thing without you. Thank you for pursuing us to the point that we recognize that if we did not have you, we would not have anything. Thank you, God. And I'm praying in the name of Jesus that you would start working these miracles in the lives of your people. We thank you for the period of resurrection that we're going through. Thank you for the season of recovering everything and ending strong. Thank you, God, for your hand of mercy and protection, your hand of blessing and grace, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? And so, God, we thank you. I thank you for your wisdom and your grace, your knowledge and your love. I thank you for when I did not know what to do, you stood by me. I thank you that when I didn't know where to go, you walked with me. I thank you that even as I opened and believed you, and we on this call believed you for miracles, God, and they didn't happen the way we wanted them to happen. But Lord, we're thankful that you who have begun a good work in us will complete it also until the day of the Lord Jesus. And so, God, we thank you because you're blessing us, you're keeping us, you're opening doors for us, you're making a way for us, and we want to say thank you. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for setting us free. And he that the Son sets free is free indeed. And we thank you for our indeed freedom. We thank you for being able to walk upright before you, knowing that you are on our side and that you have not left us, nor have you forsaken us. And so, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for all that you are doing, for all the things that you are making, for all the ways that you are helping us to fight the good fight of faith. So now, Lord, would you help us to grow past our little frailties and our issues? Help us, Lord God, to grow past our challenges and our difficulties. Help us, Lord, to grow past even what our thoughts are for what it is you're doing, and help us to see and recognize you in this season. I'm grateful. We thank you, God, because resurrection is happening all over our church. It's happening all over our people. And we thank you, God, for what you're doing and for how you are doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, and I thank God for you, and I pray that you will allow the Lord, who has begun this good work in you, to finish it. Let him finish it. Thank you. God bless you. I will talk with you on Wednesday morning. God bless you. Bye.